Yes, as Nick has mentioned, Dottie Pickett has played an important role in this memorial barn throughout the entire project. Dottie would like to share something with us today and present it to us.
I'll probably be. I'll probably be a little bit repetitive of what Christian has said, but good afternoon, everybody. What an historic day this is. The beauty around us are perfect words to describe Gilboa.
Excuse me.
Got the Kleenex, Nick. And its people, surrounded by friends, neighbors, old classmates, and family. There certainly is an air of beauty all around us today. As president of the Gilboa School Alumni Association, I had the privilege of meeting Nick Juriad. Nick and I became email friends over the years as he continued supporting the Gilboa Scholarship Fund. His generous contributions have allowed those recipients to achieve their goals, and as was his contribution to the school, so it was with his enormous contribution to the Gilboa Historical Society. I am especially glad that Nick is here today from Texas to celebrate this grand occasion. Nick has already introduced all of his classmates, so why don't you guys just hold your hands up and give a real good shout to Nick so he knows that you're all here. Where's all his classmates? You probably have already talked with Nick, however, well, we did that, so I got to go on. Okay, how about his family?
Yes,
can we get his family to stand up? The newest one. These people have come from all over. Am I right? Arizona?
I left that out of my speech.
You left that out of your speech? And we also have Lincoln Faulkner from Canada, one of his classmates. He's here today. Not only are some of your classmates here, but we have two recipients of your Bravo Scholarship Awards from the class of 2010, Eric Lane and Joanna Clark. If they would just kind of wave their hand wherever they are, there's Eric and Joanna. Thank you both for being here today. I might add, between Nick Juriad and George Decker, who is also here from Tennessee today, $3,500 in awards were given to five seniors this year at Gilboa School. This dedication today is an achievement all in its own. Gilboa's history certainly will live on forever. In memory of this day, I compiled an album for the museum. I read to you just a part of what you will find in the album, the Juriad Building. In 2008, Michael McNamara donated some old farm equipment to the Gilboa Historical Society from the Benjamin Reed Farm he now owns on Benjamin Road. It was decided in 2009-2010 by the Historical Society to have a shed built to house the equipment, which has been stored at the Gilboa Town Highway overhang attached to the salt shed. In my conversations with Nick Juriad, a former resident of Gilboa and graduate of Gilboa Central School, class of 1947, he was so enthused to think that so much history of Gilboa would be preserved with this museum and the old farm equipment that he wanted to make a contribution when we had all the information pertaining to a double shed with a walkway in between to house the farm equipment. Giving Nick information via emails, he graciously informed me that knowing now the cost to build would be $5,500, he was forwarding a check for $6,000, and then deciding that this may not cover all the costs involved, we received another check for $1,500. The checks arrived within a short time from the Juriad Foundation. BOCES students from Grand Gorge, New York, under the direction of Doug Anderson, I might add he is also from Texas.
Yes.
They proceeded to build. Upon completion, the sheds were moved to its site behind the museum Thursday, June 3, 2010, with the first half arriving at 8:50 a.m., followed by the second half at 10 a.m. by Dennis Muthick. Nick Duryea's only request was that the shed be dedicated to the memory of his parents, John and Anna Duryea. Nick, now 80 years young, will be arriving for the Sunday, July 11, 2010 dedication. His parents would have been proud to know what Nick has accomplished throughout his life and what he now has graciously given to the town of Gilboa and its residents. My friend, you have certainly made us proud. Sincere appreciation and thanks to Michael McNamara, Nick Duryea, Superintendent Lester Parker, Town of Gilboa Highway Crew, Doug Anderson, BOCE students, Dennis Muthick, members and friends of the Gilboa Historical Society, and the Town of Gilboa for allowing the site for the museum, farm equipment, and Duryea building. To all of you, thanks for keeping the memories of Gilboa alive. Sincerely, Vernon and Dorothy Pickett. At this time, I would like to have President Connie Rule and Chairperson Christian Wyckoff step forward. With my appreciation and gratitude, I present to you my album for the museum.
Thank you. Thank you. If I have to look at that later.
Yeah, we can leave it on the table.